Steve Gruber, because you're entitled to his opinion. Here's Steve.
Big news, we talked about it yesterday here. As the Line 5 proposal is back in discussion with Governor Whitmer and Enbridge, they're back at the table now in negotiations, trying to iron out this deal. Now, as you know, before Governor Snyder left office, he put together a plan for a tunnel replacement. It would be 100 feet beneath the ground there at the bottom of the Straits of Mackinac to create a tunnel to transfer energy back and forth and take Line 5 out altogether. And that was taken off the table after Dana Nessel, the Attorney General, said we find that to be unconstitutional, and the governor said you have to stop all work. And now they're back at the table. I mean, let's keep in mind Enbridge bringing $500 million to the table to build this thing and then give the keys to the state of Michigan. Pat Devlin joining me, the CEO of the Michigan Building and Construction Trades Council. Pat, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Steve. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Obviously, a $500 million construction project, which, by the way, Governor Snyder made sure was Michigan companies, Michigan workers. They put that in there. They put that stipulation there. Pretty important. Pretty big project to have, isn't it?
Yeah, it's big for us and, you know, the spinoff that will come about it after the completion of the tunnel, I think, is going to be a real shot in the arm for that northern region. But we definitely want to commend the governor on, the turn of events that we thought came about yesterday with the fact that she's keeping an open mind. And we said it all along that both us and myself and the governor agree on the same thing, that Line 5 has to come off the bottom of the strait. And we think the proposed tunnel is the best way to do it. It's best planned out there. It's the safest. And it's just a better plan. That Line 5 has serviced that northern region very well over the years. A lot of jobs created from the original. And just to maintain what that Line 5 does, there's a lot of jobs attached to it as we speak. So we're very pleased with the governor's comments yesterday. And I think the dialogue between Enbridge and the governor's office has been going on for, at least over a month now, and we found that to be very positive, too. So,
yeah, they've been talking behind the scenes. I've learned that as well from some of my sources, that they're talking behind the scenes. Nobody wants to go out and talk about it in public yet, except for people like, well, you and I, Pat.
Right.
Well, but that's because I understand that. I mean, they're important negotiations. There's a tremendous amount of money involved. And the alternative for the governor is, okay, then you got Line 5, which, by the way, you can't legally shut down anyway. Not without a horrendous court fight, or you've got a company offering you $500 million and a ton of jobs to build this thing. To me, it would have been a no-brainer. I guess I'm confused as to why they tried to shut it down in the first place, but I guess it goes to politics, my guess, Pat. You had to throw some red meat to the environmental activists and say, hey, we tried. At least we tried to shut it down, and then they can go on with their lives, right?
Well, yeah, it was too bad that more time, this was a rushed situation and lame duck. So we anticipated there was going to be some questions about constitutionality and that. And, those things can be remedied. My big concern still is on the constitutionality portion of what the AG's office has founded. We were a little concerned when they stopped the boring, soil samples and that. All that does is, again, add time to the project moving forward.
Right, and people in Michigan, man, let's work.
Yep.
Let's build it, yep. Because we'll build it. It'll be a showcase of engineering. It'll be a showcase of design and engineering and construction because, man, it's a big undertaking, isn't it? I mean, how many people do you anticipate would be required to build this thing?
I bet, we're probably talking in the realm of about 500, 700 construction jobs. Our support is for our members that live in that area up there, what it's going to do for them. It'll stabilize the propane market right now. I know 3 years ago, propane prices spiked over 80%. That's just all affixed to the distribution of propane up there. That would a new tunnel would allow, you know, a more stable market there. Plus all the other technology that cannot be run right now, the tunnel would open all that up. And I think, again, the economy, with all the other good news going on up in the UP, this would just be another added feature with mining, talks on mining and opening up the mines. And so all good stuff for, you know, people that live up in the UP and northern region.
Yeah, the economy's just booming. And, man, it doesn't matter to me who gets the credit. The fact of the matter is it is happening. Unemployment is low. We've got thousands of jobs available across the, and good jobs, Pat. I'm not talking about, you know, entry-level jobs. I'm talking about, you know, truck drivers at concrete ready-mix plants getting offered $30 and $35 an hour plus overtime, just as an easy example, right? I mean, talking real money, real opportunity, a real chance to make something of yourself.
Yep, and that's, you know, we are constantly out there looking for good people interested in this industry. It's a great way of making a living. It's, like you said, good-paying jobs. So we're definitely out there shaking the bushes, trying to recruit and bring people into the trades.
So you're optimistic. I mean, just for a moment here, you're optimistic about the Michigan economy and going forward.
I'm very optimistic, and I'm very optimistic with the governor's position from yesterday. I have stated that all along. If she just steps back and looks at all the facts, I think she's going to come to the conclusion that she did yesterday. I mean, we haven't got her stamp of approval yet, but I think she's getting there, and I want to congratulate her on that.
Pat Devlin, greatly appreciate, CEO of the Michigan Building and Construction Trades Council. Pat, good for being here. I'm sure we'll talk more as this conversation continues.
Very good, Steve. You have a great day.
You too. There you go, everybody. Pat Devlin.
Thank you.
As the governor reopens the talks with Enbridge and revising the proposal to build the Line 5 tunnel deal as an option, $500 million offered by Enbridge for the project. So maybe we should get back to soil samples and so forth. That would be an encouraging sign for sure. Quick break, and then we've got Tim Walberg, the congressman from the 7th Congressional District, and Congressman John Molinar as well. Plus, just for excitement later in the program, Ted Nugent. It's the Steve Gruber Show.